I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest today is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples. We're going to talk about some of the reporting that is required each year for the police department. Are there certain types of reports that must be done and done for certain reasons?
There are several, you know, more than I'd realized when I began this job, but it's a constant statistical game. Throughout the year, we got to keep up on our reports, our basic reports that we write for the public and for our documentation. And then through that comes several reports for the state. And so we have to keep up on those to stay eligible for grants and keep up with state reporting.
Are there consequences if some of those don't get done?
There are. You know, the main thing is that we would be grant ineligible, and so that's big for our department. You know, our first year, or my first year as police chief, we received, I believe it was $65,000 or $75,000 in grants to kind of get started on some new technology and to get updated from years ago. And so I would hate to put us in a position where we couldn't receive those grants to help out, you know, the city funding and to save on taxpayers' dollars.
Are there other consequences as well?
There are. There's possibly fines for those not reporting those stats. And so really, you know, one of the biggest things is those grants and our reputation. We want to be that type of department that reports everything and stays compliant in those numbers.
So I know you like to be out with the public and on patrol, but this is one of the things that you have to do to be in the office at times.
It is. It keeps me in the office. Luckily, I have good staff. You know, our secretary, Ellen Perrick, she's amazing at those stats. You know, she can pull those and we'll sit down and review them. Those stats also help us kind of tell where we're at. You know, if we have any problems or we need to look at some policies, you know, I can judge a lot based off those stats, but she helps. And then our office manager, Cindy Hanovan, she's big on helping pull those stats. And so with our records management system, it makes it a little bit easier, but they're never fun to do, but it's a necessity of the job.
Give us an example of one of the reports that you have to do on a regular basis.
Yeah, so monthly, Ellen Perrick, our secretary, she pulls those reports, and one of them is that I can think of is they're called UCRs, and it's Uniform Crime Reporting. And so that kind of breaks it down into several categories. Some of our major crimes, and then some of the minor ones, traffic accidents, traffic citations. And so the state likes to know monthly what's going on in our community. And so those are reported. And then at the end of every year, we go back and double check each month and make sure everything's accounted for. And then another one is MIBRS. It's kind of the same thing as the UCR, but a lot of it's crime-based and what we're doing to help take care of those problems. And there's a lot to it. You know, they're adding reporting this year, starting in March, and it's going to be a task, and we've been preparing for that for several months. Ellen and I are going to a training this week so we can be updated on that and kind of know the ins and outs of that process.
You said one of the new ones is use of force.
Yes. So again, in March, that's when the state and the FBI want this report started. And so it's use of force data. You know, if you have a use of force that involves a death, a shooting, or serious physical injury, we have to report that. And we already keep stats on that. That type of issue anyway, just so I can see what's going on in our department, and our policy requires it. So this year will be different. It's a much larger task, and all departments in the United States are doing it, but especially Missouri. You know, it was voted in legislation last year, and so it's a requirement, and we're gonna go with this full force and try to do our best.
Does the city council or city hall like to see reports from time to time as well?
They do. I like to provide them a report every year at the end of every year, and occasional occasionally at council meetings. I like our city government to know what's going on in our department, so they know that we are working to keep this community safe, and so they know where their money's going, and it's an accountability factor that I enjoy.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.